Right, welcome to the Irish Camp. How did this opportunity come about?
Yeah, well, just obviously chatting with Simo, and the thing that I sort of jump at the opportunities to try and pass back on. So, you also want to make sure that when you're a bowler, even though that I've sort of moved away from cricket now, you sort of want to pass on what you've learnt, and I've learnt so much off other fast bowlers around the world. You know, whether it's Alan Donald or Courtney Walsh or whoever it might be, I've had a lot of people pass on their knowledge, so it's a chance for me to try and put back in.
Yeah, you've just finished your playing career last week. Is this going to be the next stage in your career, been a bowling coach or coaching in general?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it. I haven't thought too much about it. It's been too new, too early, I think. But the opportunity was I had a few days off and timing sort of worked out, and to come down and have a look at these guys, have a bit of a bowl.
It's only a short-term contract. What advice will you be passing on to the Irish bowlers? You seem to have a good session here this morning.
Yeah, look, it's just making sure with what they got to work on in terms of their action, keeping their action clean, making sure they're working on a couple of different boards. But it's just, I think it's the mindset more than anything, making sure they've got their right plans in place. But it's the same when you work with youngsters around New South Wales cricket or whoever it might be. It's having a really clear plan and try to execute that plan.
Yeah. What bowlers impressed you here this morning, or just, I suppose it's maybe a bit
everyone. I mean, Max in particular has been someone to me that he's bowling extremely well. He's got good pace, but all the guys in general, I want to have a look over the next couple of days. Obviously, you can't just come down here and sort of, obviously, in a couple of hours just try to make your assessment on one bowler. But look, it's been fun. I try and keep things really simple. Opportunity to work with a great team and just put back in, I guess, it's my way to try to put back in the world cricket, I think.
Yeah. Looking ahead now, the World Cup's starting next week. What teams should we be looking out for, do you think? Australia?
Well, I think obviously Australia got a very strong team. I'd obviously never back against Australia. They're probably the number one team in the world. South Africa, I think, is a really good, important team that will play a huge role. And New Zealand too is a team that I think are playing some really good cricket. I think that they've got a lot to show playing on a very similar sort to what they got back at home. But then when they do get the chance to play at home, I think they'll play extremely well.
And what bowlers will you particularly be looking forward to watching in this competition?
I'm looking forward to watching Mitchell Johnson crank it up. He's obviously a bowler that's extreme good talent. In terms of the Aussies, you got Pat Cummins, you got Mitchell Starc, anyone that can bowl 145 k's plus through any team, it's exciting to watch.
Yeah, and what advice would you give the Irish on the pitches here? Not quite what they're used to. What should the bowlers be doing?
Yeah, well, look, I think any bowler that gets a chance to play in Australia, they know that the wickets here are normally good wickets to bat on, but they're also, if you put the ball in the right area, you can get some reward for your efforts. So anyone that plays at the Wacker, it's a nice bouncy wicket. Bowlers can lick their lips, but make sure that they don't bowl too short at the Wacker either.